Okay, we're going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch now. It's Monday night, Or L'Tezvav Sivan. And we're not doing so well in Kitzur, but, you know, we do our best. I don't know if we do our best. You find out after 120 years if you did your best. That's what people think. I did my best. I say, no, you didn't. What are you going to say then? Well, I did my best to do my best. Hashem will say, no, you didn't. Simen Samaches, Tfilas HaDerech, and other halachas while traveling. And we're up to Sivdalid. Yesh La'omra Ba'amida, really, you should say Tfilas HaDerech while you're standing in one place, which nobody does, because you're not going to get out of your car, even with the yellow jacket, whatever they have there. Don't they have the yellow jacket you have to wear if you get out of your car to change the flat? Oh. You have to wear that yellow thing. No place that recommends stopping and getting out of the car and saying Tfilas HaDerech. But theoretically, it's supposed to be said while standing. If he's riding an animal or he's traveling in a wagon, he should stop it. Even if he doesn't get out, but he should stop the car on the side of the road, which also no one does. They say that's also dangerous, you know, to pull over to the shoulder. But really, theoretically, you're supposed to get out and stand and say Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, it's dangerous, you're not going to do that. You're supposed to stop the car, not be driving. And stop the car and say Tfilas HaDerech. Now, we don't do that either. We consider it dangerous. Yamido, you should stop it. Because it's like you're walking when you're riding, so you should stop. You're really supposed to be standing yourself. At the very least, have the animal stand or the vehicle stand, so you're not moving. If you love, but if it's not happening, and it's not up to you, and you're not driving, and they're not exactly stopping the 417, so you could get down and go to the side of the road, put on your hat and jacket, wash your hands, look for something to make a bracha on, so you can make it a bracha smucha lachaverta. At that point,
they'll have no problem doing that, but the bus will be leaving at the time.
Yeah, no problem. They would have no problem doing it if an Arab would say that he has to do his fifth prayer of the day. Probably. That's unfortunately. Okay. But maybe if you could pull over to the side of the road, you're really supposed to. People don't do it, not because it's dangerous, because they don't want to delay the trip. But that's not a good reason. You're supposed to pull over and say it when you're not driving. What about if someone else says it? It's also not l'chatchila. It's supposed to be said when standing still. It's supposed to be said, supposed to, when you're standing. But even the next level is to stop the vehicle.
So why couldn't it be then, like we learned, I think, last week, that you could actually say it while standing before you actually get into the car to start traveling?
Again, because usually the halakha says that's too early. You're right, you would gain that. And again, maybe that's one of Rav Chaim Kanievsky's chishbonos, where he says that if you are going on a long trip, then already you could say it once you get into your car and pull away, you know. Maybe this is part of his cheshbon, that people end up saying it while they're traveling, and that's not good. It's certainly not l'chatchila. Well, ma'isa, we do it. This is honored in the breach. That's the lashon. It's honored in the breach. Sifhei. Of course, but the Evan Vimlav, if it's not working, I'm Rakat. You have to say it anyway. Don't ponder yourself from doing it because you didn't stop. But the Evan, you say it anyway, and have Kabona. Sif Hesa, ain't Obim also upon Machas Bechol. Yo, what?
Right. Is it a din in all the, let's say in a car, four people? One person should say for all four?
That's a different issue. The minig is that one person says for everybody, not everybody knows the words.
Like on an airplane.
But
everybody
that doesn't.
From says it, I mean.
Wait. I don't want to mix in two things. You're supposed to say it's standing. The fact that the guy that's not driving is saying it does not ameliorate the issue that you're supposed to stop the vehicle. If you're not going to say it's standing, at least stop the vehicle. Okay. Now you ask another question. Is it better for one guy to be moitzi the other, or is it better for everybody to save themselves?
Is there an obligation on each person?
Okay, he's being moitzi then. Usually it's not negated. Usually there's only one person that knows the words and knows what he's talking about.
In a car, but
they're
saying in airplane.
In airplane, you should, of course you're going to say it yourself. No one's going to say it loud, or you want to say it on the loudspeaker system.
Probably should have said it before you got in the airplane.
Yeah, and another point is that you're supposed to have said it on the way to the airport. Because that's when you started your journey. People don't do that, but you're supposed to. That we learned very clearly. You're supposed to say it on the way to the airport. Sivhei says if you're in a multi-day journey, you only say it once each day. You say it in the morning, and then you don't have the rules of when you have to say it. You have to be out of the city. You don't have to be out of the city. If you're on a journey, then you're saying it. And you're saying it anew every morning.
So does it matter that you're going between multiple cities in that one day?
Right, right. If he stopped his journey and he wanted to, you know, this will be where he stays the night, then he changed his mind, he can get in another 2 hours of hiking or whatever. He has to say it a new time, like we said yesterday about the potatoes during the meal. If he decided he's stopping the road and now he decides to start again, you have to say a new tefillah sederach. If he's going straight through, interesting. As long as you didn't sleep in a Mokom Yishuv, that would be a hotel, would be a Mokom Yishuv. So it's all ongoing and you don't say it again.
What would happen if you're on a bus and you took a nap and then woke up? Does that sort of count with the sleep?
No, it doesn't ruin it, your tefillah sederach, because you knew you were going to maybe fall asleep, but you had a mind until the end of the trip or until the end of the night, whichever it may be.
An airplane is an issue.
Yeah. Terem says the derech shall lead to stock. A person gets stuck up because he goes on a journey. Shnema yitzedek l'fon av yalech v'yosim v'derech b'om. V'yishit l'rishus mi'agdoilem sh'b'ir. Sh'yivorchu also sh'yasliyach b'darko. We don't do that, but maybe people go to the rov, to their rov, or this. They say, you know, I'm going on a trip, you know, give me a bracha. We don't do that here, because people are more away than they're here. Yes, for Brooklyn to come back. Yeshlish Tado Shiyugu also is our notion. People should accompany him on the way. That's Lavoya, is a very hush of the Pilus Chesed. Amlamas Chaverik Shupurish, Memeno Tzor Chlamas, Bimakomo, and the stand the Acheolich Yisalem Eyenov. We don't follow this, but we do walk a guy to the door. At least Dalad Amas. You're really supposed to stand there until you can't see him anymore.
Aren't you almost supposed to accompany him for a while?
Yeah.
Down the stairs?
Yeah, but then you're supposed to stand there until you can't see him anymore. And watch him. Again, some say it was only then. There were highwaymen, Oops, I left my tzitzis at home. Shema tifsal o tzitzah, he needs extra. Well, Yasuk acheres, v'yuspatol mi mitzvah. Stop your journey when it's the light outside. You should eat less. Okay, stop here. Are you going?
Yep.
Could you take me to a later stop?
Yes. Thank you.